And we're back. Scott Spears here on Friday Night Live. That was my old theme music for my Saturday morning show that I did at WMRN oh so many years ago. And it's live on a Friday night here, hour number... Oh. Hey, what is with you people and wanting to talk into the microphone before I introduce you? Just please. Nobody can hear you. Okay. This is Scott Spears here tonight. Special guest co-host, Fatso Kraft. Here we go, Fatso. Now the mic's on. Go ahead.
Mic's on.
There you
Ouch.
Go. Technical difficulties.
Whoa. Oh, wowzer. You know where that came from, right?
What's that?
Wowzer.
Inspector
Gadget.
Okay, but let's go through hour number one.
Yes.
How did you feel that went?
Yeah, it was all right. It could have been tweaked a little bit higher standard, but other than
like a new person sitting over there, is that what you're talking about?
Oh, I mean, you know, I'm the the best co-host around.
Who took that poll?
Myself and my own self.
Yeah.
You said that behind closed doors.
I've never said that behind closed. You know how many co-hosts I have? I would never say one is better than the other.
Yeah, you said that off mic, closed doors.
Why
off mic.
That's not true at all. Why would you say such a thing? I would never say that about anybody. Why do people think we're drinking? People always think we're drinking. We're high on life here, folks.
We're high on life.
We have two big announcements we got to get to here before we go any further. Are you going to do anything tonight?
Absolutely.
Honest to God. Honest to God. Are you going to do anything?
Yes.
Do it.
Oh my.
What?
I think.
What?
This might be my special guest calling in.
You have a special guest? Who's your special guest?
My special guest. I can't tell you.
Oh, mercy me. You know, that phone call didn't work. Something happened.
You hung up on my guest?
No, I didn't hang up on anybody.
Oh.
Something happened there with the... We got some phone problems here tonight. Well, tell people the announcement again.
Announcement for...
If that was you, somebody call back. I can't work the phones, obviously, tonight. I got problems.
You're like a Larry King.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
All right, here comes a phone call. Let's go to the phones.
All right, here we go.
I'm sure they'll work this time. Go ahead, caller.
Who's the best co-host?
Hey, I didn't say that. You put me under a polygraph.
Hey, this is my special guest.
No, is it? Well, this is your special guest.
Yes.
Oh, well, how's it going?
Wait, what? I'm not a special guest.
This is not your special guest? No, here's what happened. Let me tell you a little story about here. Sean says he has a special guest tonight, and I told him, I said, when you are the guest, you can't be the special, you can't have special guests.
Sean, who's the special guest?
Yeah, who's the special, you're not going to reveal that, right?
I can't, yeah. The person hasn't called in yet.
Well, apparently
that was me.
I know, it was just a joke.
Uh-huh.
But no, I would never say, so how are you doing?
I'm great because I'm warm now that I have a whole new set of clothes.
Oh, good. So you got new clothes on. What are you doing?
Driving back to Prospect.
Oh, very nice. So you had a nice, good night tonight.
Yeah, great. I mean, we were there for a while and then it started storming and so everything shut down and then finally everything opened back up. And then everything shut back down again because it started raining. And let me tell you, it was cold. And we had just ridden the train to the very back of the park, and then it started pouring down rain.
My good. So now it was you and the kids. Now, did anybody else go with you today?
No, just me and the kids.
You and the kids. Well, that's interesting. So everything turned out okay, so you really only had a little bit of water issue.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
My socks are drenched.
So where did you get new clothes at?
At the Cedar Point store.
Oh, you just went in and bought new clothes.
Yeah, I had to.
So where on the road are you now? Because we've got people listening delivering pizzas tonight. We've got people listening from the confines of their own home. We got somebody listening in Atlanta, Georgia tonight. So where are you where are you at right now?
I am on Crawford Seneca County Line Road because I'm taking a detour because Route 4 is closed.
And you're listening to this program?
I am.
Oh,
isn't that good. Now, how are the kids?
Sleeping.
Oh, they're worn out. They've had a day.
Yes.
So they got
to... They're nice and warm, and they're new clothes.
Everybody's got new clothes. I love it. So everybody's all dried out. So how far are you from Prospect right now?
4 minutes.
Oh, only 4 minutes?
No, 54.
Oh, 54 minutes. So you got a little ways to go.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. Well, hey, listen, you'll have an accompaniment because you'll have this program for about the time you get home. This program will be going off tonight.
I know. I'm so lucky.
I know. Who would ever miss this show?
I mean, Sean, you have some pretty big shoes to fill.
Oh, I know, right?
No, not Sean. No.
Oh, yes, I'm carrying this program tonight.
No, I'm just saying that's not your name.
Oh, yeah, he calls me Fatso now.
Really, really rude.
No. It's a nickname. We went through this in hour number one. He said he was Fats Domino. I said, you can't steal a man's name who's dead. But I said, you can be Fatso. And we agreed, and now he's Fatso Kraft.
Oh. Well.
It's a nickname.
When are we going to go back for some blizzard?
You mean the three of us?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. See, I don't really get out much anymore. I've become kind of a hermit at my young age.
He ain't young. No.
I'm the youngest out of all of us. Let's be real.
I haven't seen the paperwork on that. I really can't. You know, we go out all the time, Fatso and I do.
What?
Fatso and I go out all the time. And sometimes you're just, you know... Yeah, go ahead.
Why do I ever get invited?
Listen, you're busy, man. You're busy. I don't want to disturb you.
You just call a man.
Or like buddy, you know, man. Hey, man. You know, that type of thing.
I'm his bestie. Yeah, I'll have a text message to prove it.
You know, text messages can be doctored. I watched a show on that. Unsolved Mysteries. Unsolved Mysteries last night was all about doctoring text messages.
Yeah, so you watched that?
Oh, no, I told you, I don't watch Unsolved Mysteries. I have a block on that to show. Even though I did do some research last night that apparently Robert Stack is no longer a part of it due to the fact that he's dead, I still will pick at that show because of his presence on it in the beginning.
Well, I like it.
Well, listen, people can watch it. People want to watch it, they can go watch that thing all day long. I just can't. Well, I can't.
Who's the new host?
What?
Who is the new...
There isn't a host.
Oh, there isn't one?
No.
Oh.
Well, maybe tonight I'll tune on my Roku and see if I can find old Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah, do not watch it on Hulu because that's still a host. That's like the old version.
Oh, I can't, no. See, he comes up on the Roku every so often, and when he comes up on the Roku, I find the closest shoe, and I throw it.
Don't worry, I didn't hit the deer.
Oh, was there just a deer on the road?
Yeah, it ran right out in front of me.
Well, you better watch out. You don't want to hit the deer. I mean, you have insurance, but that's dangerous. You don't want to get hurt.
You have a brand new car.
I know. Did you see my pictures on Facebook?
Of what?
Of the flooding. I'm pretty sure that I could have flooded my brand new car today.
Well, let me take a look here. Let me go to the pictures here real quick. Let's see here. You have pictures on Facebook.
Now there's a fire.
I'm trying to...
Now there's a fire.
I don't see any pictures on
the
Facebook.
A fire where?
I see...
In front of me.
Oh.
Somewhere at someone's house.
I see... It looks like at Cedar Point, I think. You're at Cedar Point. Yeah. I see you and the two kids... And I see a bunch of water behind you.
Yeah, no, but look at my actual, go to my profile and look at the pictures I just uploaded.
Isn't that the one you just uploaded?
Well, there's several.
So tell me
but
about
there's
the...
one of the parking lot.
So I'm telling you, there is not, are there several there? Look, I'm on the thing right now. You must have me blocked or something on the,
I don't have you blocked.
Huh? Who took this picture?
A person?
Just like a random?
Yeah.
My word. I'm telling you, but there's no pictures there.
I sent them to you.
Well, I wonder why I can't see the pictures.
I don't know why either.
So tell me about the...
I'll have to look at my settings and make sure that I don't have, like, it set to just me.
Yeah, these pictures are not on the... Okay, there's some...
Yeah, I sent them to you.
I see your feet in water.
Yeah, that's the parking lot.
There's a flood. Now, yeah, see, I see that, but I can't see it on your Facebook page.
Okay, well, I'll look at the settings when I get home.
All right.
So tell me about the new ride. Did you ride it? The new one?
The new ride?
Yeah, the new roller coaster.
No, I did not.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
Well, this is interesting.
No. Yeah, isn't it?
I'm fascinated.
I know. It was fun.
I'm glad you had fun. I'm glad you had a great day. I'm glad everything's on an upbeat note right now. I'm glad to hear it.
Oh, shoot.
Are you having trouble driving and talking?
Well, okay. No, because the what's it called? The Disney Cruise Line is closed right in front of where the road was closed. Like, I still can't get through, so I have to find another detour.
You're going to get home about 4 o'clock in the morning.
I know.
That's about where we are right now. Well, I'm so glad you had a great day. I'm so glad you're listening out there, and I'm so glad you could call in.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. Well, keep having fun, keep listening, and I'm sure we will talk very soon.
Alrighty.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There we go. Now, see, there's more people listening to us. Yep. 54 minutes outside of Marion. But that was not your special guest.
No.
But
no,
you
no.
thought that was your special guest.
I was just joking.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you still got a special guest coming?
Yeah, more likely.
More than likely. Yeah, okay. Hopefully. 28 minutes past the hour.
Yeah.
And again, nobody has been drinking here tonight.
No. I wish I had a beer.
I think I was blocked on some
We're
Facebook.
Drinking root.
I mean, you saw. I pulled up the Facebook there.
Yeah.
I couldn't see anything.
It's probably just set to her own settings only.
You know, I don't mind being blocked, though, to be honest with you. I really don't care if people block. I wish I did. You know me.
You don't care about nothing.
I don't care about anything. I wish I did. I had this conversation earlier with somebody, and everybody now is aware that I'm emotionless because I do this program. Oh, you were at the 4th of July party. How about that 4th of July party we had?
Oh, that was a wonderful party. I'm just saying it was wonderful.
Well, there'll be one less guest at the next one. Well, there'll be a seat freed up.
No, seriously, all jokes aside. No, actually, it was a very good party.
And I'm not saying this in a derogatory way, but wasn't it much more fun than Memorial Day? I think because, you know, God bless his heart, Charlie had just died the night before, yeah. And it was kind of a stressy day that day. But this 4th of July was completely different, wasn't it?
It was completely different, yeah. Very different.
I mean, we all were laughing and having a good time. Did we not? I mean, I think we laughed for like 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, my chest was hurting.
I mean, your belly went up so many times it hit your jaw at one point, knocked you out for 45 minutes.
Hey, we was before we go off the air, what were we going to talk about that... But you saw on
Hey,
Facebook.
I was just told by our pizza man out here that Pluto has unsolved mysteries. It's the binge watch channel. I am not binge watching Robert Stack. I would rather go to Pluto than watch Robert Stack on Unsolved Mysteries.
That's right.
Somebody else can go watch that garbage. I don't watch Unsolved Mysteries.
You know, I wish they would bring back Rescue 911. Remember with, what was his name? The host of that? What was that guy's
William
name?
Shatner.
William Shatner. They should bring that Rescue 911 back. I used to watch that all the time. I used to love that show.
I never really watched any of those shows. My parents used to try to force me to watch Unsolved Mysteries, and I just couldn't do it. I did not like Robert Stack. I don't like Robert Stack to this day. I can't stand him in anything. He's got that trench coat and that awful voice. And on that Unsolved Mysteries, he always used to say, you know, they'd show somebody getting bludgeoned. They would. Oh, man. Another phone call.
Oh.
All right, is this your special guest?
Could be.
Could be, maybe not. Go ahead, caller.
Yes.
Yes, who is this?
Well, This is the Pinot Grigio couple that eats M&M's. Oh!
My favorite couple who's out there having Pinot Grigio and is it M&M's?
Oh, no. Tonight we had shrimp and spaghetti.
Shrimp and spaghetti. You didn't invite me over for a little pre-show meal?
I was going to wait and call a little later, but I thought I'd better call now because we just finished the bottle.
So how's it?
Do what a lot of senior citizens are doing at this pandemic, what we're doing when we're home, and, you know, we just finished a bottle of wine.
Did you do the whole bottle?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Hey, there you go.
But now, what we're going to do, and I think a lot of people are doing this, and I want to share it with you. We're going to go upstairs and get comfortable, maybe open another bottle of wine.
So you
watch Gunsmoke. I mean, long time, and we're getting through the pandemic okay, and I just wanted to share that with you.
So let me understand this. Now, you between the two of you,
yeah,
you've had a whole bottle of Pinot Grigio. Now, when did you start tipping this Pinot Grigio back tonight?
I would say at 8 o'clock.
So in 90 minutes, you guys have polished off a whole bottle of Pinot.
Yes.
And you're going upstairs. You're going to wait till this show's over, right? We're not going to tune in Gunsmoke yet, are we?
Fun to try and wait, but it comes on at 10 o'clock. And, you know, we got to...
Well, just can you have like a TiVo or something? You can just, you know, we don't. I think Gunsmoke will wait a little bit, won't it?
I don't have that feature on my TV upstairs where you can start from the beginning. So it, you know, we got to be there when it starts. So
have you been listening to this program since 8 o'clock tonight?
Pardon?
Have you been listening to the program since it started tonight?
Yes, we have, and my wife wanted me to call earlier, and I said, no, let's wait a little bit, and she gets impatient.
So what did your wife want you to call in for earlier, to let us know that you were having a good time?
Our Friday night Pinot Grigio, and, you know.
And tune this in?
Huh?
And tune this show in? Is that the Friday night ritual now?
We've been listening to your show.
All right. And how do you like it? I want an honest opinion here. What do you think of the show tonight?
So far, you're doing real good.
Oh, good, because I felt it got a little rough earlier on when I couldn't get anybody on the telephone.
Well, you're in Marion, Ohio, son. You remember where you are.
I know.
Little town.
Well, just remember that James Arness doesn't kill anybody until, like, the third scene of Gunsmoke, so wait till 10 o'clock.
He's been real violent lately.
Has he?
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. These are the old episodes. I mean, they're, you know, way back.
And Miss Kitty? Is it Miss Kitty in that show?
Miss Kitty and Chester.
And Chester.
Yeah.
Well, I am so glad to know that you're out there. Now just hold off on that second bottle for another 30 minutes, and then when you go upstairs, I'm glad you're out. Wait till I say goodnight before Gunsmoke starts.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, there you go. My Pinot couple.
Pinot couple. There you go.
You got to have at least 7 or 8 good drinks in you before you can listen to this stuff.
Yes, there you go.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, now we're knocking them dead.
Knocking them back.
Knocking them back. A whole bottle of Pinot in 90 minutes there.
I love that wine.
Pinot Grigio.
That's probably one of my favorite wines.
I have a bottle of Pinot Grigio at home. I might pop open tonight.
Oh, yeah?
It's been one of those nights. I might just go home and Pinot it up.
I put ice in mine.
Pinot Grigio is a very good wine. It's a white wine. Now, red wine is good for your heart, but what is white wine?
Good for your
blood. Good for your blood.
Probably, or your veins.
Good for your veins.
Yeah.
Are you having trouble with your veins?
Always.
See, you stopped choking because it wasn't the dust in the studio. It was, you had that chicken nugget caught in your throat.
No, I'm telling you.
If you would have just took a swig of a soda earlier on, you wouldn't have had any trouble.
I don't know what it was. We had the air on earlier.
So
if there's anybody out there in the listening audience, give us a call. Our Pino couple has checked in. We checked in with Mrs. Wallet over on somewhere here in Marion. She didn't want to talk to us on the air. But Mrs. Wallet, I know you were going to turn on your radio. I hope you're out there listening. She was dealing with the heat just fine. And the phone lines are open now, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
What did we talk about? You saw something on Facebook today we was going to talk about. What was that? We were talking about...
Something on Facebook. Oh, social anxiety.
Yeah.
You have a terrible case of that.
I do.
You have a terrible case of social anxiety.
I do have that. Now, what's some of the symptoms that you
can... Well, it was on somebody's webpage, and I can't... I don't know... It was. I don't want to say who it was, because maybe they don't want me to say who it was, but I'm trying to find it here. Let me see if I can pull it up.
Does that mean like you're stage fright or?
Oh, here we go. Another phone call. Let's see who else is drinking tonight. Go ahead, caller.
Hello there.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going.
How are you? Are you getting ready for Gunsmoke?
No. No. I'm sitting here watching the wrestling.
Oh, is it SmackDown night?
Yeah.
Have they let people back into the arena yet?
No, just their extra wrestlers standing behind plastic beating on the glass.
Oh, my. It's a whole new world.
Yeah, I thought I'd call in because, you know, I listen to all your shows and they've really been good, you know. So.
Oh, well, I appreciate it.
But I was going to say, y'all be happy tonight you didn't have to buy them new clothes.
I know. Isn't that nice? I tell you, I wouldn't have bought the new clothes. They would have just had to suffer in wet clothes as far as I would have been concerned. I would have bought them a hairdryer. They could have dried themselves out.
Yeah, that'd be a way to do it.
I know. Well, hey, I'm always glad you're out there listening, and hold off on Gunsmoke until we're off the air tonight.
Okay, I'll do that.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Another listener.
I wouldn't have bought anybody any... Let me just, I'm that way.
Yeah. You kept the boots.
Oh, don't forget that. Don't even bring that up. don't even bring that up. I've sold those to somebody. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We got people out there watching SmackDown. We got people drinking, having shrimp. You know what?
Shrimp.
Our Pina Grigio couple.
Oh, they're eating shrimp.
They're having shrimp before the show tonight.
Oh, okay.
The last time I talked to them, I think they had M&Ms.
Oh, M&Ms. That's a combination? M&Ms and shrimp?
M&Ms? What's the slogan? Melts in your mouth,
not in your hand.
Now, they never get a chance to melt in your hand because you swallow them whole. You just knock them back. No, audience, I want you to know how Fatso Kraft does this. I'm telling people what you do. You take the M&Ms in the packet, and you just take the packet, and you clog it in your throat. And then you just, like, I don't know how you do this. It's really a talent to watch. But it's like you inhale, and all of a sudden the M&Ms go flying out of the package, and they go to the back of your throat, and you never chew. They're just down in your stomach. I don't know how it happens.
This is, what I can do, I open up the package. I really do.
Yeah, I know this.
And I can eat the whole package all at once.
Do we take people on our excursions to Dairy Queen?
I don't know. We could try.
We can invite the world. Who would you like to have on if we were going to go to Dairy? Oh, this is a good question for Friday night. Because, as I've said this week, we talked about ice cream a lot this week. My favorite ice cream dessert known to man is an Oreo Blizzard, but it has to be from the Dairy Queen. What about you?
Well, Dairy Queen used to be my favorite, but Handles over in Powell, Ohio, it's called Handles. They have the best ice cream around. You have to go there sometime. It's in Powell. And I get their either the cone, because it's all homemade ice cream, or I get the Blizzard with peanut butter in it. Oh, my God. It's to die for.
But it's not here, right?
No, it's in Powell, Ohio.
So we're talking about...
In here, Marion?
Jeez. Please.
I mean, I like the Jersey. Jersey's nice. I like the Clippers.
I'm saying, who would we take?
Oh.
Today?
I've got you. Okay. I'm with you.
Holy.
I think you was asking who my favorite place. Okay, go ahead. So who would I take?
Is that what I said?
What are we doing over there?
Replying to a message, but go ahead.
Who would I take? What do you mean? Like celebrity or regular people or what?
You know any celebrities? You can go pick up? Who do you know not through me?
No, you mean not through you?
Yeah.
You don't know anybody?
Not celebrities.
No. Okay, so let's say you and I are going to go. Hey, you know, maybe tomorrow we'll go over and we'll go to the Dairy Queen. So let's say it's tomorrow. You and I are hopping in the car, and we're going to go to the Dairy Queen, and I'm going to get an Oreo Blizzard, and you're going to get 17 Oreo Blizzards. And
That's not true.
I'm just saying. So, okay, we're going to hop in the car. Who would we invite? Who would be the third wheel?
I mean, probably Mary Ellen Withrow.
Mary Ellen Withrow. We would call up Mary Ellen Withrow.
Yeah.
She's become kind of a staple. Yeah. I mean, we've been to the Jersey together. She comes over to my house. We have a get-together. Mary Ellen and I are like old buddies now.
Yeah, it could be Bales again.
But who would be somebody who you would want to take who we've never taken Mary Ellen, so it would be Mary Ellen.
Yeah.
That would be the number one choice.
Yeah, because we haven't took her before.
Right. So if you could have anybody to go to the Dairy Queen with us, it would be Mary Ellen Withrow.
Yeah. Or if Charlie ever is here.
Yeah, we never took Charlie to the Dairy Queen.
We never took Charlie.
No, we should have.
Yeah.
We took Mary Ellen to Stewart's on the coldest night in the history. And you guys, to this day, still say that I yelled at Mary Ellen Withrow.
Well,
I did not yell at Mary Ellen Withrow.
You yelled at me, but
I was yelling at you. I was not yelling at Mary Ellen. And that whole thing was a shambles to begin with.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to that, because I think our system crashed.
Yeah, but I don't know how that became my fault.
Because I don't know, you hit a button or something on your machine.
Yeah, but what? Okay, but tell people why.
You got fumble
fingers.
For
people who don't remember this event, why do people think that I yelled at Mary Ellen Withrow?
Well, I was talking to, who was I talking to? I was talking to somebody, and I was talking to Michelle. I was talking to Michelle.
I think Michelle was listening at one point tonight, I think. She's drinking, though.
Oh, is she?
She might be, you know, who?
Well, it was probably a long day today. So, I was talking to Michelle, and we was having a conversation, and you were trying to get my attention.
Right, because we were only doing a show.
And Mary Ellen was talking to me, too. And
she had her back to me.
She had your back to me, because you was talking to me and Michelle. And you went, psst, or yelled or something, and she goes, oh, I'm sorry.
I said, pay attention. And she thought, I think she thought I was talking to her. I would never do that.
Only to me, folks. Only to me.
Right, but people have claimed that I yelled at Mary Ellen, and that's just not true. Well, I would never yell at Mary Ellen.
This is the way it came out. It's the way it came out.
But she didn't think that. Mary Ellen made deviled eggs last week. She brought deviled eggs.
She did.
How many people can say that Mary Ellen came to their house and brought deviled eggs?
Yep.
And they were good.
Very good.
Very good.
40th Treasurer of the United States.
We had a hoedown at my house. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'll tell you somebody who I would never invite is Glenn Coble. I'm sorry, Glenn. I would never invite Glenn Coble to an event. I've told him this.
Why?
He's just not on my party list.
Jeez. Why is...
No, I'm just saying. I just would never have Glenn Coble.
Why not?
Would you have him?
Yeah.
I think he'd be kind of a party crash.
You think?
Yeah.
What?
I don't think he'd be the spirit.
The spirit.
Do you?
I think he's...
How's your ventilator?
It's turned off right now.
Yes.
And I can feel it.
Man, we're having a great time, though, here tonight, folks. You know, I enjoy Friday nights.
Friday night. Hey, you know what? There's no football this year, of course.
No, we'll be here every Friday night.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, maybe we'll send somebody over to the football field every Friday night, and they can bash their head on the stadium and give themselves a concussion every Friday night. It'll be just like football season.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go to a Reds game in a couple weeks.
Are you?
I think I'm going to, yep.
You won't be able to get in.
I'll stand outside. I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. That was Little Richard.
Yeah. Are they going to let media in, of course?
Well, they'll let me in.
Why? Because you're Scott Spears?
Or? Darn right, folks. Darn right. Why wouldn't they let me in?
I mean, you are media. You're considered, you are, you're considered media. You're
That's
well
all
known.
I'm considered is media?
You get calls from president's secretaries.
I do. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
People don't make a move unless they call me.
Yeah.
Tuesday morning, we got a huge thing coming up here that nobody knows about. Tuesday morning, you got to be listening to the station between 9 and 10 in the morning. Huge. It's embargoed. It makes all those other news stories look like little
ants
and little specks of dust.
Yeah.
You got to listen Tuesday morning, 9 to 10, live. It'll be live.
This might give you an AP award.
Well, I already got one.
Well, you might get another one. Could you get two or more than one?
Plus, no. Oh, yeah, I can get it. Well, sure. But I already got one.
Yeah, you got
it. I don't even know where it is.
Oh, it's hanging up in your house somewhere.
It's not hanging up. I never hung it up. I don't know where it is. Anyway, there's that, and then we got big news that we are... That's big news that we...
Big.
Is that not big what we heard earlier on?
I mean, that is like big, big... Bigger than ever Marion, Ohio ever had probably. Besides when...
Well, of course, because I'm here.
Yeah. I don't know. You have to tune in, I guess, to see what happens.
There's a lot of stuff going on people don't know about.
Yeah.
You know what? It makes me feel good because we've been around now here for 6 years, and now things are happening at a rapid-fire pace.
It's
oh, my God.
What's that?
Did people hear that at home?
What was it?
I know what that was.
What was it?
I wish I had one of those COVID masks right now because it's going to be... I can't believe you just did that.
I didn't do anything.
You just about blew that chair through the floor.
No, it was my shoe rubbing against this.
Oh, I hope so.
It was.
Okay, I hope. I'm just telling you, that's not what it sounded like.
No, it's rubbing against this rubber thing.
I hope so.
What do you think it was?
What do you think I thought it was?
Oh, you know, you thought I tuned it on the
air? What a word he just used. Tooted.
Well, you're funny. I didn't want to use...
No, don't.
I didn't want to use the other word.
Just don't.
No, it was just on this rubber thing. My shoe was rubbed against it.
Is that what you say at home when you do that?
No, I didn't want to use it. I want to clean it up.
Tooted. Oh, Lord. Man, listen, folks, go watch Gunsmoke now. Just forget it. Just go up there and start that second bottle and turn on the Gunsmoke. You know, when he started to discuss what he was going to do, he said, you know, we're in the pandemic. And
yeah.
He said, I'm going to get a bottle of wine and we're going to go upstairs.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was going to say watch Gunsmoke there for a second.
I know.
Hey, but you know what? That's what I would do.
Yeah.
God bless their hearts.
You know, I have not watched Gunsmoke for years. You know, I was going to tell you, you know, since you didn't want to watch Also a Mysteries, you know why I was forced to watch a lot? It's Dallas. Oh, I hated that show. Oh, I hated it.
Dallas. I don't remember watching it.
Remember the show Dallas?
You're older than me. I really probably was.
I'm only 20 days.
Da, 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 da. That was the Dallas theme.
Oh, I hated that movie. Oh, the show. TV show. Oh.
I don't remember much TV from that era, to be honest.
You know, that's what we should have. Our next Friday topics should be...
Tooted. That's what he said, folks. He said, tooted. Did you think that I tooted? Oh, Lord. I hope somebody calls and bails us out. My word.
Well, I wanted to clean it up for the audience. That's what I knew. That's what you thought I did.
I know, but you can't say... You're right. You can't say the other word.
Right.
Okay.
So I didn't want to...
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so... Yeah, this is my shoe against this rubber thing.
I hope.
Oh, does it smell in here? No.
No, thank good. You put the mic in front of your face. That's how we talk on radio. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I'm getting tired. I've been up all day.
Has this not been fun?
It's been very fun.
So what else you got? We got 10 minutes left to go here. Your special guest did not call in.
No,
sorry.
I'm not sure what happened. Maybe next week. Maybe next week.
I don't know about that.
You never know. You never know.
So what else we got going on? There's a lot of big stuff going on. I enjoy that. I think that's fascinating.
Yeah, there is a lot of stuff going on. You know, and a lot of changes in the world today, as you know.
I think so.
Yeah, so.
I make changes day to day. You know, that's one thing about me. I am a person, you know, one day I like somebody and the next day I can't stand them.
Yep. But I did decide that I'm going to do a change of lifestyle before I leave off of this air tonight.
What are you going to do?
So that way you can't call me fatso anymore.
I don't call you fatso.
You call me fatso.
I would call you fatso if you weighed 20 pounds. your name is Fatso Kraft. I'm not saying it's not because of weight. See, that's the mistake.
Oh, you look at me, you think I'm huge.
I do not.
You do.
I don't know why you're always dressed like you're going to a funeral. But I'm saying All I'm saying is that I say it because it's your nickname. Just like, you know, Jeff Ruth is like, his nickname's Death of Buffets. You know, so it has nothing to do with, it's just a nickname.
Oh, and what's yours? What's your nickname? Arthur?
Arthur, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So, anyway, my guest might call in next week. You never know.
Who?
I can't tell you my special guest, but this person couldn't make it tonight. The heat.
That's good.
The heat.
It wasn't the heat?
Yeah.
I think it was the wine.
The wine?
You know, some people, but here's my point. I get bored with people very quick. You've seen this through the years.
Oh, yes. I knew you for 25 years.
And I don't know why. Oh, here we go.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. Here's a phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Don't be talking ill about me.
Now, did you think that was ill?
It could have been worse.
You've cleaned out some buffets in your life.
I have. I just hope this pandemic isn't going to wipe buffets out.
I know. I told people last week that I saw you with a black tuxedo on out in front of the old Hong Kong buffet. I was worried.
I mean, you can't go to a buffet and tell the person to bring you, you know, half a pound of olives. I mean, that doesn't work.
You eat a half a pound of olives?
I've been nosy a lot, yeah.
Holy mackerel. So have you been listening to this program tonight here, Jeff?
Tell you what kind of exciting Friday night I had.
are you going to bed pretty soon to watch Gunsmoke?
I will probably flip to see what I'm actually watching the rerun of the Memorial. Well, it's not the Memorial Tournament, but it's the one that's being played at the Memorial Tournament this week.
Are you watching the SmackDown?
I told you last week, there's not a whole lot of SmackDown people left that I really watch. So I'm not a big SmackDown person.
Well, but see, you know that I was just referring, because I've been out to eat with you a few times, and, you know, we've left some restaurants, and I've seen the servers on their hands and knees crying on the floor because they had nothing left for anybody.
So it's got to be how much I tip.
Oh boy! What is the proper amount to tip? This is interesting. This was always fascinating. Some people say 20%. Some people say 25%. What do you tip somebody?
I try and do 20%, and if the service is you know, good or above average, I'll do a little bit more. And there's several restaurants that go to fairly frequently, and it's sort of like after a while you can't really lower your tip amount, so you pretty much have to keep it level or increase it slowly.
It's definitely fascinating. Now, is it my understanding that the Memorial has all but canceled because they're not going to have any audience?
Well, they're still having it, but no fans.
Yeah.
I have gone to the Memorial every year since 1983.
Wow.
And I was denied credentials this year. Just because they've really limited the media that can attend. And I heard WTVN talking about this a couple days ago. They used to get pretty much unlimited amount of press passes. They now get two, and there's only a couple of radio stations in Columbus, and of course the TV stations get access. But all of the outlying radio stations and newspapers that used to cover it can't get credentials this year.
It's a mess. It's a whole new world, and the Reds are going back. No crowds. We don't really know what's going to happen with football. I think it's an interesting time, and it's going to be an interesting fall.
You know, with Ohio State canceling the non-conference games, of course, their first game was Bowling Green. And the second game was Oregon. We were planning to go out to Oregon. Brian was going to take a couple days off, and we were going to go out and go to the game. And obviously, we're not doing that anymore.
Well, you can come join us on Friday nights.
Well, hopefully, there'll be Friday night football.
Yeah, we hope. I don't know how that's all going to work out either.
That's I mean, it changes from day to day.
I'll tell you, I even if they start the games, if they even allow fans there, the first time one of those kids tests positive, it'll be done.
It's, you know, obviously uncharted territory.
Absolutely. Well, Jeff, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Well, I figured I needed to bail you out a little bit. I wasn't going to call, but when you mentioned my name, I just wanted to know I'm out there listening.
Defend yourself. Thank you, Jeff.
See you, Jeff.
Bye-bye. Jeff Ruth.
See that?
Legendary radio personality here in Marion.
You said he was a Buffalo...
I didn't call him a buffalo. I said it was a buffet eater.
Yeah.
All right. 740-383-9944. The calls are coming in now right as we go off the air.
Yeah.
5 minutes left to go. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We're having a lot of fun here tonight. So we've got our Pino couple. We've got Jeff Ruth out there listening. We've got our caller who's watching the SmackDown, one of our devoted listeners. And who else called?
Bills. Bales called.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, she was the first caller.
Yeah.
But, you know, here's what it all comes down to. I'm going to bring in the Pinot Grigio next week. I have a bottle at home. I'm going to bring in the Pinot, and I'm gonna drink with this couple next week. I think it could only help the
show. Is it expired?
No, wine only gets better with age. Age wine. It's grapes.
Okay. Some of the cheap stuff does expire.
Why would you say I'd have cheap stuff?
I'm just saying.
What do you have in your house?
I have the...
You're eating peanut butter and syrup out of the jar. You're like a polar bear. I mean, you're like a big grizzly. You sit there in the kitchen on the floor, and you're dipping your hands in the peanut butter, and then dipping your hands in the syrup, and you're going to critique how I buy wine?
I'm just saying, there's certain wines that you got to be careful
I'm for. Sorry, folks, you had to hear that terrible outburst.
There was an outburst.
But, you know, I just don't... People... I can turn on people in a second. Because, you know, if somebody, like, lies to me or I get the slightest sense that they're being ridiculous, I'll just cut them right off.
Oh, is that right?
That's right. Oh, and it's a... Have you seen me cut people off?
Yes, I have over the years. Yes.
I enjoy it, a matter of fact. Because there's nothing that gives me greater pleasure than cutting somebody off.
I'll never forget when this person you said... something. You told him to go do something, and he said, "Thank you for my permission."
Well, that's right, and that was enough for them.
Oh man!
I said, "Bye bye, you're gone. Adios, hasta luego, sayonara, hasta la vista, baby. We're gone."
Oh man!
All right, we can take one more call tonight. If you've been listening and you want to get in on this phone conversation, you want to do it. Now's your time. 740-383-9944. What are you doing?
Oh, man.
In any event.
Yes.
We want one more caller. That's all we want before we hit the dugout tonight.
Let's try to do the old Jimmy Crumb thing. Come on, give us a call. Give us a call. Make that...
Get that light circle going. Yeah. Goodness gracious.
God, that man used to drive me nuts.
What a mess he was.
He used to drive me nuts with a...
Somebody's got to add something to this fantastic program tonight. It was fantastic.
It was fantastic.
I feel
it was fun. And next Friday, we should talk about old TV shows and see what people used to watch.
What did people... I'm trying to think of what I used to watch. I certainly did not watch Unsolved Mysteries. I watched... what did I watch?
Let's see. I used to watch...
Sure, I watched something.
I used to watch MASH. Remember MASH?
You did not watch MASH.
I watched MASH. I used to have MASH.
You couldn't follow MASH.
I like MASH.
Maybe Sesame Street, not
no,
MASH.
I did like when I was a kid, I watched. No, I didn't get Sesame Street. We didn't have cable. It was on cable. Remember?
How do you sing? What was the Sesame Street theme song? We should end with that.
Oh, God. I don't know. You used to sing it all the time.
No, I don't. What is the theme song?
Something about...
One,
1, 2, 3. No.
Sunny days, chasing the clouds away.
Something about
bom 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 ba dum ba dee ba doo boo dee. I wish I knew the baloney song. People love that Orson Bean baloney song.
Oh, he's the guy that was the top of the hour for years.
You don't like the baloney song?
Oh, it drove me nuts.
It's a good song. I was trying to think of another song that I might
know. I liked it at first, but when you played it every day.
That's how we do things at this station. We run them into the ground. We start them and people like them, and we will run them into the ground. We don't stop till they're dead.
I can actually song. The only song that I really liked and we can start playing is Charlie Evers' theme song.
We'll sing it. Here we go.
I can't remember the whole thing, but
But you know a little bit of it. Give it to us.
Oh, God. Something about the top of the courthouse. How does it start out with?
Well, sing the Martha Dowse. Martha's listening. I know you know that one. Sing the Martha Dowse theme song.
No, you sing that.
No, you know it. It's go ahead.
I'll sing with you.
Why does everything have to be a duet?
Because I can't sing. I'm not a singer.
Well, neither am I, but that's the point. Go ahead, because I'm going to sing us off tonight. So you sing the Martha Dowse, and I'll sing us off.
No, you do
the... Just sing the Martha Dowse, fatso. Go ahead. Go ahead.
See, there goes your Tourette's.
I know. Go ahead.
Your Tourette's
go ahead.
In again.
Hit it with us. Then we'll sing us out.
We are the kids from Martha Dowse you hear from so much about. Stop and stare at us whenever we go out. We know those for our people. And the many things we do. Sometimes most everybody likes us, and I hope you like us too. I do. As we go dancing, the music starts to play. Hooray, rah! That's all I remember how it goes.
Okie doke.
So.
Well, now, anyway, this has been a fun program. I hope you enjoyed it.
No. You gotta sing out.
After that?
Oh, well, I told you I can't sing.
What am I supposed to do? Like every third word? Duck, duck, goose.
Duck, duck. I told you I don't know the whole song.
For all of us at WWGH News.
And.
For Fatso.
No,
this is.
Not true.
This is Scott Spears. What did they used to say on 2020? They used to be on Friday nights. We'll be in touch, so you stay in touch.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Goodbye.
Enjoy Gunsmoke.
Heading to the dugout. I'm going to go drink some wine.
Enjoy Gunsmoke. James Arness, I can hear it already. Have a good night.
Phone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association.